Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning. Thank you so much for waking up with us. Brand new week full of new opportunities and blessings. Go out and get them. My name is Edgar. This is Brian. Good morning, bro.
What up, everybody?
Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Good morning, producer Brad.
Good morning.
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 AMP Radio. Good morning, Tamara. What's up, Tamara? I'm not sure what's going on with her mic, but she says good morning. I promise you, I saw her mouth move.
Read her lips.
She's in another room. I don't know what's up with that. Anyways, we love you, Tamara. Hit us up at 877-971-HITS. Call or text that number. Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
All right, here we go, familia. It's interesting to see the difference between last Monday and this Monday. With the extra hour of sleep we got last weekend compared to this weekend, I think we're all caught up now. Everybody's like, damn, it's Monday again, you know, especially with everything going on.
It only takes like 2 days to get your body switched.
Yeah.
Right? We want to kick off like we do every Monday with a Monday motivation. And today it's all about what we're going through as a community here in Southern California with the current challenges that we're facing now. You know, speaking about the shooting at the Borderline, also the fires. I want to share this with you. So posting thoughts and prayers on social media, absolutely good stuff. You know, spreading that love, for sure, it helps. But what's even better is taking action and becoming an answer to that prayer, right? So we're praying, hey, praying for the best for those families. What is the best? The best is us donating blood. The best is us donating to the Red Cross. So this week, I just want to encourage you to be an answer to those thoughts and those prayers. So go out there and take all those thoughts and prayers into action, all right? For instance, you can donate blood by visiting the Red Cross. Type in your zip code. It'll show you your nearest location for you to donate blood. Also, you could text the Red Cross to this number that I'm about to give you, and you'll be able to donate to those that need help right now due to the fires, right? The number is 90-999. Just text the word Red Cross to 90-999. It's that easy. I did it yesterday. I think it took me like less than 2 minutes, guys, to make it happen. It's super easy.
As long as you can text, like, you can remember the number and spell Red Cross, I think you're probably fine.
Yeah. I did have to. I was like, is Red Cross one word or two words?
Oh, yeah.
Just being completely honest. Do you guys know the answer to that?
I think it's two words, yeah. But I also feel like if you text it as one word, I'm pretty sure whatever. I think if you texted just an emoji to that number, they'll probably donate $10. Yeah. I think like it's just kind of a formality.
Yeah, they want you to text it as one word just if you want to know, but I'm sure they'll take both. So thank you guys for reaching out. We know you have a great heart, and you've seen the devastation that's been going on over the weekend. Over 177 structures, including homes, have been burned down as of right now. The fires continue. Winds are going to be strong through tomorrow, the Santa Ana, so creating more difficult times for our firefighters. And a big thank you to our firefighters, first responders, man, risking their lives to save structures and families. So we thank you for that. The 101 freeway is reopened right now, but it has certain off-ramps and on-ramps that are going to be closed, obviously, near the fire areas. And then just this morning, I was listening to our sister station, KNX 1070 News, and another fire erupted over by Cal State San Bernardino this morning.
Jeez.
So deep east in the Inland Empire. So definitely keep everybody in your thoughts, familia, and let's help each other out during these times.
Stop throwing your cigarettes out the window. Or
yeah.
Whatever. I mean,
you know?
Like, I think people are like, I don't think people are as cognizant of how much we live in a fire hazard in Southern California. Like, we have a lot of shrubbery that burns fast, man, and those winds pick up too. I just think like people are careless and a little bit reckless when it comes to like, oh, fireworks, and I know Fourth of July is a big thing. But it's also the wintertime. We're generally not usually. Like, this isn't usually a time where everyone associates with fires. Usually it's like in July, right. You know, summertime.
Yeah. You know, the Santa Ana winds, which are usually in the fall, always create these kinds of situations, though. You know what I'm saying? So we definitely got to be careful with that, familia. But again, visit our social media. We have all kinds of information on how you can help and be the answer to those thoughts and those prayers, all right? And that's at 97.1 AMP Radio. Coming up next, we have our weekend recaps, familia. Hopefully you had a great weekend. If you're not affected by the fires, obviously a lot of people and friends of ours have been evacuated from their homes. So we're going to check in on that. And also, we have tickets for you to go to Disneyland. So stay tuned.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Definitely want to take a moment to say Happy Veterans Day. Today it's being observed, and you'll notice it on the freeways for sure. Mm-hmm. But just want to thank all of our veterans for their sacrifice and just blessing us with being able to fight for our country, for us to be able to enjoy it, the best country in the world. So thank you so much for your sacrifice. We love you, and God bless you guys. We're going to get into our weekend recaps right now. Brian, you went back home to Atlanta and visiting your girlfriend out there, bro. You guys are keeping this up really nicely. She'll come out here a couple weekends. You'll go out there a couple weekends. I'm really proud of you, bro.
Yeah, man. It's working out well. It's still kind of a pain in the ass to do the whole, you know, long distance thing during the week. But then again, it also kind of like the silver lining of long distance is it gives everyone a chance to focus on what they're doing. I mean, she's really busy working in real estate, so
yeah.
It gives her time. I know it's always like kind of a bummer when I leave, but yeah, mainly for the dogs. They're the ones who act like they really can't stay.
Because they're like your kids.
Yeah.
They're like, oh my gosh, daddy's leaving.
We've also got a golden doodle that just has like resting sad face. Like he's
but you
super,
don't know?
No, he's super adorable, but when he's just sitting there looking at you, he looks like he's going to cry. So it's kind of like a weird, like, ah, oh, man, don't look at me like that. It's not even like you're a dog. You're not even looking at me like that.
It's those, like, Puss in Boots, eyes, you know what I'm saying? You know, the cat?
Is that a children's reference?
Yeah. Puss in Boots, isn't it? It's from a movie, but I don't even know which one. Yeah.
It's a cartoon movie called Puss in Boots.
I can't back you up on that
from?
One.
Shrek.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Shrek is an adult film as well.
Right. Sure, dude. Didn't see it. So maybe I'll have to check your reference, but I'm not good at trivia when it comes to cartoons anyway. Yeah, we had a good time, man. Went out there. The HOA situation is a little bit frigid, to say the least. That'll be interesting. We're going to talk about that later in the show. My battle with my homeowners association because they keep trying to scam me and they're bullying me. Yeah, then I did a show. We hung out, which is like just kind of, we did a lot this weekend. We were just kind of cruising around, seeing friends and stuff. So
yeah, that's
it's cold in Atlanta. Atlanta's the best time to ever visit Atlanta if you ever were like thinking about it is the fall. It's bearable. It's like 55, 60 degrees, and you can actually like not sweat profusely. So it's nice.
That's always a good situation, man. We have to sweat profusely because it gets crazy humid in the South,
man. It's disgusting. It's
Chelsea,
the worst.
What did you get into this weekend?
Yeah, so I had plans this weekend. One of my girlfriends is having a big birthday party in Malibu, obviously, with the fires and everything.
Right.
You know, that was canceled. And so kind of left with no plans this weekend. So it was such a random one. I actually met up with a girlfriend in Venice and met her mom. Her mom was in town. We had a nice dinner. And I ended up running into this guy that I went on a date with, like, 7 months ago or something.
Right.
Super nice guy. And he ended up inviting us to go to this music festival this weekend, which was in Dana Point. It's this music festival in Dana Point, which is like an hour and a half away from here. And so I kind of reached out to my girlfriends. I'm like, do you guys want to go on a random adventure this weekend?
Yeah.
And so we ended up just kind of going down for the day and just sort of, yeah, danced around and had a good time. So that was fun. And then yesterday, me and a couple girlfriends, we actually got together a bunch of animal supplies and donated it. Because with
dope.
The fires and everything that's going on, like, you obviously, you know, it's so great to donate blood and to donate supplies to the firefighters and firehouses, but also like there's so many animals right now that like need foster homes and supplies. So we got together a bunch of supplies and donated.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so that was
how was the air quality down in Dana Point, which is like South Orange County? Because I know here in LA, I was here for an event with some students giving out scholarships, and it was outdoor in downtown LA, and their quality was terrible. How was it down there?
It wasn't great. I mean, at the end, you didn't really realize when you were in it because you're kind of just, there's a lot going on, you know, and you're dancing, singing. At the end, when we got in the car, me and my girlfriend, we felt really congested, and we kind of realized,
like smoke or whatever.
Yeah, you realize, like, oh wow, we were kind of just breathing all that in, and it wasn't great, you know. I mean, the air quality, even yesterday, stupid, went hiking,
Chelsea!
I know.
Where?
But I just,
at Runyon.
But same thing. I mean, you know, it's not the smartest thing I could have done.
That's cool. The music festival sounds dope, though.
Yeah, it was really fun.
It's definitely good. You guys know I'm going through a very difficult time right now.
Yeah.
With my mom being in the hospital for over a week due to her situation where she has a blood disorder and has had a chemo and her immune system went down. So we took her to the ER and she basically has an infection in her blood and they're fighting that with all kinds of different antibiotics. And Friday, I had to make the most difficult decision of my entire life. So I'm my mom's main caregiver in the sense of, like, I've taken lead in her health and, like, knowing like what's going on.
Power of attorney.
Yeah, exactly. I'm, like, signing consents and so on and so forth. And obviously my brothers and my dad, everybody's involved. The family's been extremely supportive. And thank you. They have been sending such a beautiful message of your thoughts and your prayers for my mom. But her infection went to a joint in her shoulder, and she needed surgery to relieve that before it spread anywhere else. but her platelets are so low that it's an extremely dangerous surgery. So her platelets need to be at a certain level to be able to even take that risk, right? So Friday comes around and we're talking to the doctors about that. And basically, the platelets don't hit the level we need. But he says, this is a high, as high as we're going to get it.
Right.
Because her situation is kind of like there's a hole in the bucket. And every time you add platelets and blood and so on and so forth, that's probably the part of the disease that she has that it goes out, right? Mm-hmm. So he says, it's your call. But this is as high as we're going to get it. I feel confident we can make it happen, but it's very high risk. So I have that conversation with my mom, and I'm sitting there. I got to sign this consent of whether I want my mom to do the surgery right now and take that risk. And just talking to my mom, she's like, Mijo, it's okay. I have faith in God that I'll be good. She's like, plus my shoulder hurts a lot, and I'm trying to get that out of the way. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I haven't eaten in like 2 days. So she's like, I'm trying to eat. So because, you know, you can't eat before surgery and whatnot. Yeah. So she's like, let's go. We got this. Like, it's okay, mijo. But it was such a difficult situation to sign that consent and to see your mom in the operating room right before she's going to go in. And I mean, of course, that thought comes to your mind. Is this the last time I'm going to have a conversation with my mom? You know, and thank God she came out of the surgery strong. She's recovering well. Now she has pneumonia. And so she has an infection in her lungs. So we're fighting through it. But she's strong. She's in good spirits. And she's going to be in the hospital for many more days. But, you know, thank you guys for your thoughts and your prayers. It's definitely one of the most challenging times of my life. But I think out of challenging times comes strength. And you flex your strength and your faith. And you see who your real friends are. And people come together. Your family comes together. And I want to continue focusing on that, you know. So thank you guys for your thoughts and prayers. So she's still in the hospital. And I'll continue the whole situation where as soon as the show ends, I'll head on over there and make sure everything's good and in line with that. So I appreciate our team here in supporting that. Usually we stay here in studio till about like 1 p.m. or so doing things. But thank you guys for allowing me to be out there with mom and supporting her. So thank you guys. And just wanted to say, man, just enjoy your loved ones as much as you can. With everything going on, you know, whether it be health risks, fires, shootings, etc., let's enjoy each other to the max, all right?
97.1
Amp Radio.
Thank you guys so much for being with us. I want to send a special shout out to the students that I met this weekend. 20 of them got $1,000 scholarships at the Cash for College Scholarship Ceremony here in downtown LA. Got to host that along with Mary Garcetti. It was so dope, man, because I got to bring my daughter Ariella with me and my wife. So it's like I want to get her like already right now, like, daddy's not paying for college. You're going to get scholarships. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wanted to, like, from now, this moment, to seep in.
Did you enter her name in the raffle?
Like, low-key, yeah, right?
Like, Ariella Sotelo. What? She's 1.5.
Thank you, man. She's a kid genius, for sure. It's awesome. She's running around, so happy. Remember I told you guys last Thursday night, she had an accident. She fell forward and, like, busted her lip. Not necessarily busted her lip, but she, like, fell on her teeth forward, and then her teeth kind of shifted a little bit, so she was all swollen. Poor little thing. And she looked like a Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Those lip injections, though.
Seriously, I was like, oh my gosh, that's exactly what you look like, Ariella.
Kind of like she turned her face on one of your Instagram stories, like to the side, and I was like, man, that's like a Simpsons lip.
Yeah,
like it's like so impressively swollen.
Exactly. Aww. Thank you for making fun of my daughter, bro. Appreciate you. It's okay when I say it, all right?
Oh, listen, I'm just giving her props for how tough she is, man. She's running around like it didn't matter, and I was like, that thing is swollen.
That's what you'll learn, man. Kids, like, you know, when you get your firstborn, you're all afraid, right? Like, you want to protect, you want to put a bubble around them. They're so, like, flexible and, like, they're like, oh, man, they're amazing. Just they withstand all kinds of stuff.
Then just wait till you have your second. I feel like you won't be as. Like, I feel like I was, like, always bruised up. I was a second born, and I just, like, my parents didn't care.
That's definitely
much.
What's going to happen, for sure. But that was cool. No, she's feeling a lot better. But definitely want to send a shout out to those students, man. So it's so cool to see these students receive scholarships. A lot of them are barely in middle school. And already taking college courses.
Jeez.
Wow.
So it's super awesome, man. Find out more info at LA Cash for College on social media. They have a great program there. Coming up next, what's going down in the Chelsea Report, Chelsea?
Yeah, so Nicki Minaj has a new boy toy.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial free Mondays.
Oh my gosh. So Nicki Minaj was living her best life at last night's People's Choice Awards.
My anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun.
I don't know if you guys saw it. So basically, she was saying anything and everything that came to her mind.
Sounds like par for the course for her lately.
But like, it was so good. So she won 2 awards, Best Album of 2018 and Best Female Artist, which was huge. And while accepting the first one, which is Best Artist, she dedicated her award to Kim Kardashian, but not just Kim K.
I'm going to dedicate this award to Kim Kardashian's ass in that dress tonight.
Just so random.
Wow. It's like its own persona. Is that what it is? Yes. Like, yo, there's Kim Kardashian, and then there's her booty.
She did look really good. She did her dress. It was like very tight fitting, you know? Yeah. But then this is my favorite. So while accepting her best album trophy, she straight up, okay, I can learn from her because she like proved that she has some serious game. She straight up shouted out which person in the audience she wanted to go home with last night.
Shout out to Donatella Versace for custom making this outfit for me. And shout out to Michael B. Jordan because he's going to be taking it off of me tonight.
FYI, just reading into his future real quick, you know?
Isn't that so good? I love it. And she said after, when she got off stage, she said she just watched Black Panther for the first time. So that's why he was on her mind. So I'm so curious if they end up going home together last night. What do you think the chances are?
Hell no. She will let us know.
No.
You don't think?
Michael B. Jordan? Nah, dude. He's like an A-list blockbuster celebrity. And he can't be getting caught up with Nicki's drama. He goes home with her, and then 2 days later, he's going to end up trending on Twitter because she's going to put him on blast on Queen Radio. Nah. He's where Will Smith was at the top of Will Smith's game. Michael B. Jordan's like going to be the next. If he did, it'd be a secret, but his PR people are like, stay away from that Nicki trap right now.
I just have a feeling it's probably not easy to say no to Nicki Minaj, though, because I feel like she's the type of girl that like gets what she wants. That's just my opinion on that one. So another big moment from last night's PCAs, the whole Kardashian-Jenner clan won the award for Best Reality Show. And when they accepted the award, they dedicated it to the victims of the recent Thousand Oaks shooting and to the California firefighters and first responders after, obviously, the devastating fires here in California.
Our country is stronger when we come together, and we cannot face devastation alone. We must continue to reach out and help each other in these trying times. So thank you so much to all of the people that have voted for us, and we would like to dedicate this win to all of the firefighters, the law enforcement, and the first responders. Yeah.
That's awesome. And by the way, if you want to continue supporting those families that have been evacuated, and we spoke about it earlier, over 177 structures, including homes, have already been burned down. Please, it's real easy. All you got to do is text Red Cross to 90999. Red Cross, text that word to 90999 to be able to donate and help in this effort right now.
Definitely. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. But to catch highlights, you guys head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app.
Thank you, Chelsea. All right, coming up next, 7:25. Got 4 tickets for you to go to Disneyland and enjoy the holiday time there, man. Nowhere is it better to be during the holidays than Disneyland. It is so magical there already.
It's got this exciting energy there.
Yeah. Right? But then you throw in the whole holiday theme?
I don't think I've ever been during the holidays.
Chelsea,
I got to make that happen this year.
Get
out of here. Go right now.
Okay. All right. Go. Fine. Twist my arm.
They're not even open, but just go.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Good morning. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. And as we continue to mourn the loss of the victims of the shooting at the Borderline, we have Sophie from Thousand Oaks on the line, and she was one of the first people that reached out to us the morning right after the mass shooting.
Right.
She was looking for help to try to find her friend. She had known nothing about her. Her name is Noelle Sparks, and this is her calling in.
My friend, she goes to my church. She goes every single night. Her name is Noelle Sparks. She was there last night, and no one has heard back from her yet. Jeez. And she's not answering her phone. And she actually posted on her Snapchat story a picture of Borderline before the shooting saying, "It's been a quiet night," like right before the shooting, which is like the most eerie thing.
Right.
And no one has heard back from her. Her name is Noelle Sparks.
Unfortunately, Noelle Sparks is one of the victims that passed away in the shooting. And Sophie is on the line right now to tell us how we can help out.
That's right.
Noelle's family through this moment, besides our prayer, our love, and just sending them our absolute best. Sophie, good morning. So sorry for your loss.
Thank you so much.
How did you find out that Noelle was on the list of victims?
There was a prayer vigil for just like the situation going on at my church, and a ton of people gathered together, and this was at 10. No one had heard from her. She wasn't answering her phone, but it was still ringing. So people had a lot of hope. I definitely had a lot of hope. After the vigil was over, one of our pastors got a call from someone saying that she was actually on the list, and the whole room just kind of erupted. Honestly, it doesn't even feel real still. Like, I don't even believe it still. Like, I didn't want to believe it until I saw her name on the list.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You don't ever think that kind of stuff happens to you until, like, it does. That's, like, not a way that anyone should ever have to go, but she's in heaven right now.
Sophie, so sorry for what you're going through along with your church congregation and her family, obviously. Besides our thoughts, besides our prayers, is there anything that we can do as a community, us as a morning show, our listeners, to help out Noelle Sparks' family?
Yeah, there's actually a GoFundMe that started. It's under the name Honoring Noelle Sparks. It's by the CVH community. That was started by someone just to help for her family because her mom was in surgery too. So they've just got stuff going on. Jeez. Like,
wow.
Thank you for sharing that, Sophie. How will you remember Noelle? How's her legacy going to continue blessing others?
Well, I just think that she was so, so selfless with all this of everything. Like, she would lay down all of her time to give to anyone else besides herself. Like, just the coolest thing. Like, the amount of times that we say that we don't have time to do anything for someone, and just seeing how she laid down everything for that is honestly just truly inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's our opportunity to help her family out. Mm-hmm. And especially if you're saying that her mom is going through some health challenges herself, I can't imagine being in that situation, being in the hospital, you having health challenges and finding out your daughter passed away.
Yeah.
And obviously she's going to have medical bills and so on and so forth that we may not know completely about, but for sure, you know, it's expensive to be in the hospital and dealing with surgeries and so on and so forth. So if you can, go to the GoFundMe page Honoring Noelle Sparks and be able to support.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Sophie.
For sure.
So sorry for your loss, but just know that we're here with you right next to you grieving this.
Thank you, guys.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. So shout out to all our veterans. Thank you so much for your courage and your sacrifice. Much love and blessings to you. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. See who's down to go to Disneyland. Kristen from Yucaipa, good morning.
Good morning.
Kristen, what are you doing right now? Where are you headed to? I'm always so interested in like what our listeners are doing.
Coming from Yucaipa, you got a heck of a drive, I'm guessing.
I'm actually on my way to school. I'm going to school for medical assisting.
Oh, nice.
Cool deal.
Yeah, where do you go?
Concord.
Good times. And what city is that in?
It's in San Bernardino.
Oh, good times. Kristen, why do you deserve these four tickets to go to Disneyland and enjoy holiday time?
I have a son. He's 6 years old, and he's been asking me to go to Disneyland for the longest time. And, you know, we've never been, so he would just really love it if we got the tickets and were able to go.
Oh my gosh.
That's awesome.
This is going to be his first time. What's his name?
His name's Christopher.
Done. Tickets are yours.
Congratulations. Oh my God. I can't believe it. I'm so excited. He's going to love this. Oh my God.
That's so fun too, because I feel like six is such a good age to go to Disney because you really take it all in. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sure he's a fan already of a lot of the characters. That's so exciting.
Kristen, start training now before you take him because he's going to be nonstop going all over Disneyland. So start training like you're going to train for a marathon.
Yeah, seriously.
And like dodging strollers and all that stuff. All right.
He's going to be so happy when I tell him. Oh, my gosh.
Awesome. Well, happy holidays, Kristen. Thank you so much for listening to us. Hang tight. We'll get you all the details off the air, all right?
Okay. Thank you guys so much.
All right. Hang tight. All right, guys. So we got more tickets for you to go to Disneyland all day today and all this week. And actually, Jesse Ortiz from our midday show is going to be live from Disneyland today hooking you up with more tickets. So make sure you tune in right after 10 a.m. to hang out with her.
97.1
AMP Radio.
Definitely one of my favorite moments on SNL this week. It went down. We're about to recap that. Chelsea, take it away.
Yeah, it was a great moment over the weekend. So last week, Pete Davidson obviously found himself in a bit of hot water after he straight up made fun of Lieutenant Commander Dan Crenshaw, who's a former Navy SEAL who wears an eye patch due to the fact that he lost it in Afghanistan in 2012. People were super upset by the joke that he said. He basically said that he looked like a porn star.
He looked like a hitman. He's not a hitman in a porno movie. Yeah. I don't think that's people got really mad. I think they got mad when he said, I know I shouldn't make fun of him, he lost his eye in war or whatever. Like, he really dismissive that part. Because, I mean, guy's got a patch eye. That's kind of funny. He's got a sense of humor. But to dismiss the reasoning behind it all flippantly, I think that's where people really got bent out of shape.
Well, and so this past weekend, Pete took a moment during Weekend Update to apologize to Lieutenant Crenshaw. But the best part was that Crenshaw was actually there to accept the apology.
I made a joke about Lieutenant Commander Dan Crenshaw, and on behalf of the show and myself, I apologize. From the bottom of my heart, it was a poor choice of words. The man is a war hero, and he deserves all the respect in the world. And if any good came of this, maybe it was that for one day, the left and the right finally came together to agree on something. That I'm a d-
That is great. And it was a very genuine apology right there, for sure.
I loved it too. Oh, were you gonna say something?
Oh, they just, I mean, they, Pete's good at bringing in awkwardness, and that's like his style anyway. So it was, I mean, he's got to think about it. People were like, oh, Pete, that's ridiculous. It's so rude. Dude, Pete has made fun of himself a million times, but way crazier.
Yeah. Well, then Crenshaw took some shots at Pete, and he first started, it all started kind of with his phone ringtone.
Apology accepted.
Just keep breathing.
It sounds like my phone's ringing.
You gonna answer that?
No, and I was just going to let it ring because that's rude to answer. Let's just let it go to voicemail.
No, it's cool. Ariana Grande. Well, I'm cool, man.
Oh, do you know her?
Pete's ex ringtone right there. That is gold right there.
So good. And then he also, you know, got to do some name calling. So here's him.
This is Pete Davidson. He looks like if the meth from Breaking Bad was a person.
So there, we're even. All right.
Hold on, well, one more. This is.
All right. All right.
He looks like Martin Short in the Santa Claus 3. One of these people was actually good on SNL.
Listen, I'm so surprised by his timing, right? Lieutenant Commander Dan Crenshaw. He's so good with his timing and just his vibe and how he's flown with it.
Yeah, he killed it.
They did a great job by doing the ringtone joke first. Because, I mean, granted, he is a speaker. He's now been elected to Congress. So he's got a good public person persona. So he's able to speak in front of people. But when you get like a joke like that right out the gates where the ringtone, you don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
Literally don't have to do anything. They know they're going to cue the phone. And I want to believe Pete had no idea that one was coming, but I know they rehearsed those things so tight because it's live. But it would be great if he just had no idea that one was going to be in there.
That was more for all his coworkers. Like, yes,
got
him.
Exactly.
Got him.
It was such a good, it was in good taste too, because obviously with Veterans Day today, the whole skit ended up wrapping up with Lieutenant Crenshaw giving a speech on, you know, how it's important to forgive one another and address, you know, the best ways you can support and thank those who served and are still serving in the armed forces. So here's that.
There's a lot of lessons to learn here. Not just that the left and right can still agree on some things, but also this, Americans can forgive one another. We can remember what brings us together as a country and still see the good in each other. Tell a veteran, never forget. When you say never forget to a veteran, you are implying that as an American, you are in it with them. We'll never forget the sacrifices made by veterans past and present. And never forget those we lost on 9/11, heroes like Pete's father. So I'll just say, Pete, never forget.
Never forget. And that is for both of us.
I think that's so dope, both from Pete's side of being able to apologize in person, and then Lieutenant Commander Dan Crenshaw, instead of using this to kind of further and honestly take more shots at the left, you know what I'm saying? He kind of used it, he was like, no, you know what? This is a good opportunity to bring us together.
Yep.
And what I love about it is that humor was used to bring us together. And that's what I believe the power of comedy is. Mm-hmm. But there are times now with comedy, Brian, you know this, you're a stand-up comic yourself. It's like you got to be really careful with your comedy nowadays more than ever as well.
Well, I mean, people have a right to say what they want. People have a right to be offended. But I do think that people look for reasons to be offended, especially with social media and how fast things can trend. Yeah, I think that part of the joke about Dan Crenshaw and the patch eye was inappropriate with dismissing sacrifice it was. But the fact it's just a roast joke about how people look is different. And even in that clip the week before, Pete made fun of himself, said I shouldn't be making fun of anyone on how they look. Like, I don't remember what the joke was, but he said he looks terrible. Like, so that part is one thing. And I do think that what Crenshaw did was come in and say, we can stop with the whole like going crazy on social media, like on any news outlet. Like,
yes,
we're disrespecting. Yeah. It's like, settle down. We can all make fun of him. And I love the fact that they let him get three shots off on him. Like, no, this is fun. Let me keep going. Because it is.
And that's what I'm saying. Because, Ryan, to that point, Lieutenant Commander Dan Crenshaw could have easily done a tour of all the news shows and used this to be like, see how they are. They disrespect us and divided the nation even more. But he's like, nah, let's go in person. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Let's do this and let's unite the country.
It's refreshing because I feel like right now, too, we're seeing a lot of that, whether it's like with rap feuds or politics. We see people, you know, getting super defensive and then they're taking to Twitter and you know, it's a constant fight. And so it's nice to kind of see this on TV, that the left and the right coming together and just, you know, making light of it, having an entertaining segment.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
So right around this time, every Monday, you get to hear real people, real drunk, saying ridiculous things. Interviewed by a street teamer, Joe Wow. He's awesome. But yet again, this is the second time this happens. Somehow, he ended up being way more drunk than the person that he's supposed to be interviewing.
It's always like staggeringly obvious too, because we listen to these so much, and then once you hear his reactions, it's never the, it's after the question. It's the little anecdotal like side comments and the noises and just how much chaos it turns into.
And he definitely has like a specific drunk voice. You know, you have like those certain friends that you're like, oh, the drunk voice is coming out. Yeah. Like he definitely has
that.
You
just hear one of his eyes shutting.
So usually we enjoy and we laugh at, you know, drunk people saying ridiculous things, but today we're gonna enjoy just our very own coworker. What a great job, right? Just getting lit talking to people. Anyways, here's a little tease of Joe Al. He was trying to interview Sarah.
Oh my god, I still have hiccups. Oh my god, scare me. What's your name and where are you from?
Hi, what's up? My name is Sarah Jenkins and I'm from Boyle Heights.
Boyle Heights in the house.
What?
Yeah, it's too much.
Why does he sound like Arnold Schwarzenegger at the end right there? Did you hear that?
Boyle Heights in the house.
In the house? Get in the chopper.
Oh, man.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Every Monday around this time, you get to laugh at real people, real drunk, saying ridiculous things. Our street teamer, Joao, sacrifices himself for going out to the clubs, interviewing drunk people all around SoCal. But this time, for the second time, Joe Wow, who's on the clock working, was way more drunk than the people he was interviewing. And we already pranked him once about letting him tell him, hey, man, we're going to let you go from the show because you were so drunk during this interview. But apparently, that memory erased, and he got lit again.
I feel like this is like the interview on the end of the night, like the last one.
Yeah.
His last hurrah, right?
Yeah.
He's actually on the phone line with us right now. Joe Wow, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you guys?
Good. Are you struggling today?
Are you all right? That's the question.
No, I just woke up. That's why.
Must be nice.
All right. So let's hear this interview where you're supposed to interview real people, real drunk, saying ridiculous things. But it was a little bit like reversed. But hey, whatever. Here we go.
Oh, my God. I still have hiccups. Oh, my God. Scare me. What's your name and where are you from?
Hi. What's up? My name is Sarah Jenkins and I'm from Boyle Heights.
Boyle Heights in the house. Cuffing season is still in full effect. Why should people want to cuddle with you? Name three cuddle strengths about yourself.
I have a big booty.
Hold on. She has a big booty. Check.
From what I've told, I'm a really good cuddle buddy.
All right, hold on. I got to cuddle with her right now. Okay. She's a good cuddle buddy. That's two. Next one.
And while we cuddle, we can just kiss a little, you know?
Oh, my God.
Get a little intimate.
We're not going to get to that point tonight, but... So you're a good kisser.
I have not been denied or told I'm not a good kisser.
Do you use a little tongue, though?
Homer said... Listen to this.
But I'm not a good kisser.
Do you use a little tongue, though?
It's like he's trying to get his car started in the winter and it won't start.
Joe, how are you getting that hot feeling in your neck right now? Like,
oh, man, I'm just looking around right now. That's embarrassing.
Good, this is torture for you,
I'm
bro. So stay on the line and listen to your drunk ass. Hold on.
There's a lot.
Tongue fight.
There's tongue fighting, believe it or not.
God.
Triple threat, you guys.
She's a 10. I'm going to tell you guys. She's a 10. Thanksgiving is almost here.
What happened there? Thanks. He got another hiccup in between. Hey. Thanksgiving is almost here. Listen to this.
Thanksgiving is almost here.
It's like when you move your laptop mouse too quick on a computer that's struggling, and then that little ball, the little colorful ball, just starts spinning. Joao just had that go on his brain.
Would you say you are more like a Thanksgiving feast or leftovers?
I'm a motherfucking Thanksgiving feast.
What?
I got.
Whoa! What was that, Joao? Is she making you nervous?
What was that?
Like, were you crushing super hard on her? You had to have been.
She was very hot. But, I mean, I was trying to do this interview. I was drunk.
We got to hear this again. Really, bro? Really? Let me hear this again.
Feast. What?
That's my favorite thing ever.
If you're just tuning in, no, we're not interviewing a live turkey. This is our street teamer, Joel, gets interviews with drunk people saying ridiculous things. But this time, again, for the second time, he was way more drunk than anybody else at the bar he was at. Let's continue listening.
I got curves for days.
If you were a Thanksgiving turkey, how would you like to be cooked and what would you be stuffed with?
I would like to be cooked well done because that's how I would like things to be done.
Yeah, well done.
And stuffed in me, anything that has to attend to me being really juicy because I'm juicy.
I can't. I gotta get out of here, guys. If you were a turkey, what would your mating call sound like?
It'd be the El Grito.
Thank you very much.
Joao, I feel like you're unaware that you're allowed to like listen to the audio you get for us and maybe remove parts.
Do a little
first.
Editing.
Don't give him any ideas.
No, that's right.
Joao, first of all, what is this? Can you explain that for us, please?
Oh my God, I don't know, man. I was drinking a lot that night, though. Like that was this weekend. I was lit.
We need to make that available as a ringtone.
Oh yeah, anytime, ladies.
Very much.
Joao, do you, I have a serious question for you. Do you have a girlfriend? Don't you have a girlfriend?
Oh my God! Oh. She went there. No manches, bro.
Oh, wait a minute. I can't hear you guys anymore.
Chill, man. Chill.
Wow. Kidding.
Just curious.
This is Joao's answer. Joao, it's okay, bro. We're commercial free today, so we don't have to go to commercials or nothing.
Yeah, we're good.
Oh, wait for your answer.
Oh, yeah, lady. I'm single, guys. I'm single out there. I'm single.
Okay. Single and ready to mingle, as we just heard. You don't have much game.
See,
Joao.
Off the air, somebody asked me, hey, doesn't Joao have a girlfriend? I was like, last time I checked, yes. But I wasn't going to put you on blast on the air like Chelsea did.
Yeah, well, hey, I'm speaking the truth here. The people want to know.
You got to look out for the ladies.
Yeah.
Chelsea, good stuff.
Of course,
so, Joao, you're single. Oh, so, you know, we couldn't tell that you're single, bro, at all, whatsoever.
Nah, you really just used like 4 minutes to pitch a cuddle buddy session.
And I have to know, did you get her number?
No, I didn't get her. I didn't get her number because
he's working. Chelsea's professional.
Okay.
He's professional. Can't you tell by his interviews? Thank you, Joao. I appreciate your professionalism and the way you represent our show out there. Thank you so much.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial free Monday.
I want to send a big, big thank you to two very important groups of people here in our society. First and foremost, to our veterans. Thank you for your sacrifice. God bless you guys. And also to our first responders right now, especially our firefighters. Over 8,000 firefighters are currently battling some type of fire throughout California, whether it be here, Southern California, or Northern California, and also to their families, man. I can't imagine what it might be like to be a family member of a firefighter that you know they're out there crazy amount of hours doing their best. And I do want to relay this message that I heard from a firefighter this weekend, which was this, that if you are ordered to evacuate from your home, please do so. Mm-hmm. Because what ends up happening is that, you know, let's say the flames do get extremely close to your house and now you're in danger. So now they're going to have to risk their lives to try to save you from that house. Well, right.
And now they have to prioritize everything. Right.
Because
there are some people who cannot physically evacuate. We said that on Friday when we were talking to people, KNX and stuff, about the evacuations. It's like, hey, don't wait till it's mandatory.
Yeah.
If you can get your valuables, get the things that you can't replace, and like, you know, your kids. Your animals and stuff.
Yeah.
Get up out, go visit somebody. Because there's really, with these kinds of wildfire blazes and the wind, how fast the wind can change, there's really, I mean, you can be out there with a garden hose all you want to, but really, like, you just need to let the professionals handle it.
And that's exactly it. At any moment, the fire can change directions due to the Santa Ana winds. You know, this weekend there was tons of smoke even in downtown LA. And then at least driving in this morning, there wasn't as much smoke in downtown LA. It all depends which way the wind's blowing, meaning that's the way that the flames are going to be going as well. So please be careful with that, but thank you. We're forever grateful for you that are sacrificing so much for our families and our community. Please donate to the Red Cross Familia to help out those families that are in need right now that have been evacuated, and over 177 structures, including homes, at least here in Southern California, have already been lost to these fires. The way you can donate is super easy. I did it yesterday. It took me 2 minutes, right? All you got to do is text the word Red Cross to 90999. Text Red Cross to 90999 and let them know, at least these families that are going through these difficult moments, that they're not alone. We're with them. We are a community, and we got their back.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea, thank you for hanging out with us. So if you live in apartments or have lived in apartments, and you know how there's common areas for you to share with other tenants, whatever that may be. It may be like a grill or a rooftop or a pool area.
Yeah, something fun with a view.
Yeah.
I know I had a building in Atlanta once that had like a propane fire pit type situation where you could just chill out, have a glass of wine, watch
nice,
the sunset.
Bro.
Real nice.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure there was times where you rolled up to those common areas and you saw your neighbors doing some weird things. And you're just like, wow, okay. Reminder, never sit on that chair ever again. You know what I'm saying? But does it top this story that Brian's about to tell you? This is wild, bro, what people think is okay to do in common areas.
This one's coming out of Australia. Got a lot of weird stories coming out of Australia lately.
Yeah, they're up there with Florida lately,
mm-hmm.
You know?
A woman became enraged after she came home to her a shared apartment area. They've got the rooftop situation that you can book. You can book for any sort of dinner, yes. Any event that you have. You just got to sign up and, you know, do it with the building manager. She saw a note on the elevator door stating that the note said, "We just wanted to inform you that my partner and I have booked the rooftop for a natural home birth."
What? Wow.
From approximately 1 p.m. till late on the 10th of this month.
From 1 p.m. till...
Hey, yo, dude, whatever
it comes
happens.
Out. It's wow. 24 hours.
I mean, at least she gave notice. Like, at least she gave a warning,
so
right?
This woman goes to social media and she's like, in about 5 seconds, I'm going to flip a desk and I'm writing an angry email to our building manager. Like most city apartments, we have a communal rooftop barbecue area. You can't book it as such. Most people will leave notes and lift and ask if they can, you know, have the area. Letting everyone know that the building manager has okayed you for a party. But this is ridiculous. And really, I mean, a natural home birth on the roof of, that's disgusting. First of all, that's a biohazard problem. You say you can clean it up. Well, I want like a crime scene cleanup crew.
Yeah, there's going to be stains for sure.
Right, bleach,
yes.
And all sorts of stuff. Plus,
mm-hmm.
Plus, what if, like, she said, we'll try to keep the noise down. Oh, you'll try Miss Natural Birth on the roof of the building as if we're not all going to hear that?
I'm going to go ahead and guess it's her first child. So she really doesn't know what she's in for when it comes to that kind of pain, you know?
Yeah. Well, I agree with you. I don't think anybody, like, giving birth to their third child is like, let's go all through the hassle and pain in the ass of booking out the roof of the building and watching the sunset. I hope it rains on them.
That is so wild, man. I've experienced a birth of our daughter, Ariela. I've been there live. You definitely don't want to do it at a rooftop.
Oof.
Yeah, that's just my thing, man. No, you want to be around doctors or people that know what they're doing. You know what I'm saying?
Even just the idea of being outside. Like, that feels not like the right place to give birth to a child.
I feel like I can judge whether or not I'll be friends with somebody by how annoying they want to make their birth. Or they're like, we're going to do it in like a saltwater pool. We're going to have candles lit. I'm not going to be friends with you.
Yeah, especially not if they're at the pool you have at your apartment.
Right. Get out of the hot tub, lady.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were giving birth. My bad. Go ahead. I apologize for interrupting.
You need a life jacket?
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Good morning. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. I just got a text. So my mom has been in the hospital for over a week with some health challenges, and my nephew's with her right now. Thank you, Eddie, for taking care of her. And I guess she was listening to our radio, and he posted one Lone song came on, and she doesn't really understand or talk English too much, but she's like, Qué bonita canción, me gusta. She's like, oh, what a pretty song. I like it.
So Post,
she's
I love
chilling
it.
In her hospital room right now, bumping to Post Malone, you know. Mami, te quiero mucho, te amo. Tenemos fe en Dios que te vas a seguir recuperando. I just said, Mom, I love you. We have faith in God that you're going to continue getting better and better. Y eres una mujer muy fuerte y te admiro mucho. You're a strong woman and I admire you so much. Love you. All right, cool. Coming up next, before I start crying, Chelsea, what do we got in your Chelsea report?
So Ariana Grande, she kind of started crying a little bit.
There you go. No tears left to cry.
She had a major fangirl moment on social media over the weekend. But the funny thing is, it's over an actor who you wouldn't expect. Like, this is someone, it's a completely random thing.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
So this just in, you guys, Ariana Grande is a huge Star Wars fan.
Mm, OK. Okay.
So over the weekend, she started trending on Twitter after Mark Hamill, a.k.a. Luke Skywalker, tweeted about her new song, simply saying, "Thank you, next. Hashtag Twitter test for twits," which I don't know what that means exactly, but that hashtag, I have no clue.
Twitter test for twits?
So listen, so Ariana saw the tweet and fangirled and retweeted it saying, "I can't breathe." But the funny thing is, Mark Hamill didn't know he was tweeting about her song.
Whoops.
So after he realized he was trending, he followed up his first tweet saying, "You know you're out of it when someone suggests you tweet what you think is just a random phrase that turns out to be the title of the new album by Ariana Grande, one of the most popular artists in the history of showbiz." He also apologized for not using the letter U in place of Y-O-U, because that's how her song's written out, mm-hmm. with it, thank you. And he wrote, hashtag, "I'm sorry, Ari, hashtag, it's you, not you."
That's a lot of hashtags, by the way.
He's loving the hashtag life.
I just love that that's how Mark Hamill would end up tweeting about Ariana Grande. Like, I have no idea, just because he's just so out of touch, and it's not like he's actually bumping her song. He's just like, it seems like a cool thing to say. I'm trying to relate to the youngins.
It's so good. Ari then responded to his like explanation saying, "I'm going to tattoo this on my forehead. Honest to God, I'm not okay right now," is what she said. So she's fangirling, freaking out. But who knew? Ari was a Star Wars fan. I like her even more now.
Stay away from the face tattoos, though.
Yeah, please.
Right? It's not a good look. Forehead tattoo.
Especially if they're about like your fiance or something.
Yeah, or anything. There's nothing you can put on your face that I'm going to think is like, yeah, good move.
True story. All right, so
unless they're eyebrows.
Wow, okay, that's more of a cosmetic situation, right?
And that's a thing that really happens.
Shout out to my cousins.
I'm talking about don't write anything.
Backpedal to make sure you.
Yeah, no. Shout out to my cousin Santa. They have beautiful eyebrows, and some of them are tattooed in. You know what I'm saying?
They're all designed.
Yeah,
but that makes putting on your makeup way easier in the morning. Mm-hmm. So respect for that.
When I was like drawing something when I was little, I liked it when it was like kind of outlined before me, so I knew make it look good.
Okay. Always ready. Get that tattoo in your eyes.
Moving on. So the deadly wildfires continue ripping through northern and southern California. We've been talking about it all morning. It's awful. Hundreds of thousands of residents have had to evacuate, and it's now kind of coming out which celebrities have lost their homes.
Yeah.
Very sad. Obviously a lot of celebs live in that area, the Malibu, Agoura Hills, Calabasas. Right. So just heard this weekend that Miley Cyrus lost her entire Malibu home, which she shares with her fiance, Liam Hemsworth. She tweeted basically, you know, that she's devastated, but she said, "At the end of the day, my animals, my fiance are out safely, and that's all that matters right now." And then she said, "My house no longer stands, but the memories shared with family and friends stand strong."
Yeah.
Actor Gerard Butler actually posted a selfie standing in front of his charred Malibu mansion. Like, there, it's nothing is left. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty devastating. And then Robin Thicke lost his home. He posted something on social media just saying, "Hey, me and my family are fine, and thank you to the firefighters and volunteers who risked their lives." And then I also just heard this morning Caitlyn Jenner lost her home as well. So very sad. Sad.
Dang, these homes are like elaborate too. They're not just like burning. I mean, these things are huge.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's affecting so many people. And please, if you see a firefighter, a first responder, thank them throughout the day, because it's amazing the work that they're doing. And also, if you want to support the relief that's going on right now through the Red Cross, the best way to do so is with your donation. Mm-hmm. And it's real easy to do. All you got to do is text Red Cross to this number, 90-999. Red Cross, text that word to 90-999, and let's let them know that they're not alone, that we're with them. You know, because we said it earlier, right? It's cool. It's awesome for you to post on social media, thoughts and prayers to everybody going through difficult times right now. But now it's time for you and us to be an answer to those prayers, right? So let's be that answer and be that relief and that support.
And also, like, we're, you know, keep helping them, because I think right now it's like everyone's doing it because we're talking about it and it's happening right now. But they're going to need, everyone's going to need help long, like as the months go on still too, you know, like the cleanup and everything. So just keep that in mind as well.
Too.
Rebuilding. Yeah.
And we spoke about this right after the Borderline shooting, right? It's like the shooting happened. We're talking about it. It's up. It's everywhere on the news. And then we're talking about the whole thing, like, then something else is going to come along the news. We're going to forget about that. So let's also not forget about those victims and their families as well. So we have ways for you to help them as well at 971AmpRadio.com.
971AmpRadio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Things might never, ever, ever be the same when Brian goes to his Atlanta home after what happened this weekend. In case you didn't know, so Friday he was telling us how he's been at war with the president of his homeowners association, and they recently sent him like this very threatening letter, and it happens to be his next door neighbor. Sweet little vintage couple next door, but they decided to go to war with Brian.
Well, here's the thing. So I've been in a battle with my HOA for over a year now. Because, and let me just give you a little background real quick of how this whole thing started and why I felt like I would not be bullied or scammed is 6 weeks after I bought my townhouse, first house I ever bought, I'm super excited, moving into it. 6 weeks after, they send me a letter saying the front of my house is the wrong color. Now, that's not an easy fix. Mm-hmm. The house is three stories, garage, and two stories. It's like 80 feet. You hung up a ladder 80 feet. It's like a couple grand to get this thing painted. And it's just the trim around the windows and on the gutter. And so I wrote him a letter immediately saying, well, I looked at my closing documents, and you guys signed off that everything was good on my house. I find it hard to believe that in 6 weeks you just realized by driving by the house that it was the wrong color. I don't know if we have Vincent Van Gogh in the neighborhood, but it's just it's all the same color.
Well, it kind of feels like bullying, too. Like, why did you go after the person that lived in it before?
Exactly. You know? Or tell me so that at closing we can negotiate, you know, fees and prices and things to get it done. So basically, they've been ignoring me. I write them letters. And they're like, okay, we'll look into it. I'm like, write me letters. Then they want to have a phone call. Then it's like I get a lawyer involved. So basically, they just keep like putting that off. Now, in the meantime, the president who lives down the street, my theory is that his buddy was the one who had the house before me, and they were just like, don't worry, man, we won't charge you for it, we'll just put it off on the next guy. That's my theory.
Some OG gangster stuff.
Right. So then, but I'm gonna refuse to play that game. So since then, this, like, the HOA president just makes it his business to try to fine me for everything. Like, I got a notice that I was going to get fined if I didn't take my inflatable witch off the front of my house last year.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? If my girlfriend parks across the street for too many hours in one day, we'll get a notice everyone does that. Jessica will take our golden doodle in the back behind the houses, and she'd let him run around a little bit real quick, right?
So you guys definitely got a target.
Yeah, they hate us. They set up a camera to bust Leo when he's off the leash, and it's like, listen, I understand she's not supposed to be off leash. He's not supposed to be off leash, but it's just like an 8-foot little area just because it's easier. So then I kind of got into a little bit of an altercation, a verbal altercation with the president's wife because she just came running down the street and accused me of not living in the house and like just being really weird.
Yeah.
Said I seemed too thuggish to be like, she's never seen me around the neighborhood. I'm like, I've lived here for almost a year and a half.
Thuggish. I love
Which
that.
Is like not, I would never describe it as thuggish.
My street cred felt pretty good. So after that, I decided I was going to throw a big party fundraiser in the block. I was going to turn this place into chaos for my brother and do a cancer fundraiser. So then they got whiff of that on social media because apparently they all follow me. I'm learning
so
that.
Funny.
And they wrote me a letter saying, Mr. Moot, the board has been made aware that you plan on holding a fundraiser / block party / music fest / comedy festival on the driveway connected to your townhouse, as that driveway is association property. It would increase potential liability for the association. The association is demanding
that
you cease and desist any plans to hold the party on the driveway and or any portion of the association property. To which I was already like, listen, guys, you don't follow me close enough on social media. I moved that to a brewery in November or in March so my brother can actually
travel.
So
it's no longer happening this past weekend.
Nope.
They were thinking, though, that it was still going to happen this past weekend.
And they were on high alert.
Yes.
The president was like, has his car in the driveway. Wow. I tried to be nice. Clearly, there's been a meeting about me because I said hi to like 15 people and got nothing.
What?
Okay.
Like nothing.
That's
in the neighborhood.
So dramatic.
I walked out
so
with my dog on a leash, and he like literally like stood there in the window staring at me to like make sure. In the windows.
Wow.
So
this guy needs to get a hobby, you know? Like, come on. That's
too much. Yeah, find him a bingo junk.
Right?
So Saturday night, my girlfriend and I were talking about it, and we felt attacked. We felt bullied. We felt like they weren't listening. And so we decided, well, I can neither confirm nor deny we decided this.
Yes.
But we decided,
maybe
we decided that, you know, it wouldn't be the worst thing if a couple eggs got lobbed over the fence from the back condo, from the adjacent condo building. I will neither confirm nor deny if it happened, but we both had a conversation about it wouldn't be the worst thing to happen if said eggs flew over a fence.
Somebody was making some omelets and got really excited outdoors.
Wild,
you know, flipping that omelet.
So, you know, if a couple eggs flew a couple hundred feet from the back condo complex.
Did you hit their house?
I didn't hit anything. I don't know what you're talking about.
Did the house get hit?
Said eggs may have hit house.
House. Wow.
Potentially.
That means that said eggs might have means that they have to repaint their house.
Maybe.
I know, that's what it does.
Definitely got to spray it with a hose.
Yeah.
Send them a letter that they need to match the color of every other house in the street.
Right.
I did a little investigating. I'm not sure if it happened or who did it, but I definitely did a little investigating the next day, and it seems like there was some foul play.
Well, listen, hopefully...
Very juvenile foul play.
Whoever ended up throwing those eggs, man, hopefully, you know, they don't do that anymore.
Yeah. Nah,
you know what I'm saying?
Grow up.
And Brian, I'm sure if you see those people doing something like that, you'll definitely stop
them. If you see something, say something. That's how I live my life.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Brian. Appreciate you sharing that very mature story this morning.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Thanksgiving week is already next week.
I can't.
Crazy.
Are you serious right now?
Where'd the summer go? I feel like I was just getting ready for Coachella. What's happening?
Like, hold on, Coachella. Just like, I'm still cleaning the dirt out of my teeth from Coachella.
Literally. Still kind of walking it off.
Yes.
Exactly. Well, listen, if you have plans or may not have plans yet, this is a good idea for you. We got 4 tickets for Thanksgiving week to go to a game with UCLA versus Stanford at the Rose Bowl. It's on November 24th, okay? So 4 tickets for you right now. Tickets are also available at Ticketmaster.com. Caller 9. It's that easy to win, all right? 877-971-HITS. Good luck, familia. Also, we just got a brand new update in regards to the Woolsey Fire going down here in Southern California. More than 91,000 acres have been burned down right now. Jeez. Good news, 20% containment right now.
It's great.
It's gone up. This was the last night was at 10%. Mm-hmm. Right now, 20%. A huge thank you to our firefighters. Huge thank you to our first responders and their families that are going through this as well, you know, as they go away from home, not knowing when they're going to come back. So thank you so much. So 20% containment right now. Approximately 370 structures have been destroyed. And also 57,000 homes are still threatened by the fire that's going on right now. For more updates, you can visit our sister station, KNX 1070 News on 1070 AM. They've done an amazing job of covering and reporting live.
Yeah, having people out there scene. Mm-hmm. Given the, 'cause it is one of those things, like social media is great for... like helping people find out what's going on, but it's also just such a data dump now that mm-hmm. like it really is just us trying to go through Twitter to find out what the hell is going on at the latest time is almost impossible. So it's nice to have, you know, reporters actually out there specifically speaking to the firefighters and first responders who are the ones that are going to be the one telling you exactly what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Because there's 2 groups of people right now, right? There's a group of people that are in those areas of the fires that is their life right now, trying to find out answers. When can we go back into our home if we're allowed to, and so on and so forth. Like my brother and his family, they were evacuated and they don't know when they can go back. That's it. They just received an email from their homeowners association basically saying you will not be allowed to enter. There's sheriffs blocking the way so you can't come in. And they don't know. So there's that group of people that want as much information as possible.
Right.
Right. And so definitely check out KNX 1070 News on the AM dial 1070 or on our app radio.com and catch them there. And then there's other group of people that, you know, we're there for the people that are going through this difficult time. But at the same time, we want to, you know, music and be able to hang out and so on and so forth. So that's what we're here for. We're going to give you a balance of both. And speaking about helping, it's very easy to do so. Just send this text. Send the word Red Cross to 90999 and bam, you'll be able to help and donate in relief to all the people that are going through these fires. So thank you so much for uniting during these times.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial-free Monday.
Dopest moment of the morning goes out to our man on the streets and in the club. His name is Joe Out. His job is to interview real people, real drunk, saying ridiculous things over the weekend. And we play those interviews here on Monday. And every once in a while, Joe Wells happens to be the most drunk person in the club or bar he's at. And it's so hilarious because we've spoken to him about this. We've been pranked him one time. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, man, listen, we can't have you representing the show this way.
It's unprofessional.
Gotta let you go, buddy.
Making us look bad.
You can't be on the show anymore. Yeah. And he was like devastated or whatnot. But look. Obviously, that's worn off. The prank was about 2 months ago.
Right.
So, hilarious interview, though, because he's way lit. And he just sounded disoriented for 2 reasons. Probably the alcohol. And number 2, by this girl's beauty that he was interviewing.
He's so smitten.
Mad crush on
her.
Right? So, anyways, we called him. He was on the phone line while we played his interview. He didn't remember much of it. Check this out.
Oh, my God. I still have hiccups.
So you're a good kisser.
Got hiccups. Did you hear that?
I mean, he knows that he can. Now I want to hear all the audio, like the unedited audio, because I just feel like he forgets he's recording and just starts like talking about whatever. You're going to get some incriminating audio from him.
This is how he started the interview.
Oh, my God. I still have hiccups.
So you're a good kisser.
I have not been denied or told I'm not a good kisser.
Do you use a little tongue, though?
Homer said. Listen to this.
her.
Do you use a little tongue, though?
God.
She's a 10. I'm going to tell you guys. She's a 10. Thanksgiving is almost here.
What happened there? Thanksgiving, you got another hiccup in between. Hey. Thanksgiving is almost here. Listen to this.
Thanksgiving is almost here. Would you say you are more like a Thanksgiving feast or leftovers?
I'm a mother Thanksgiving feast.
What?
I got.
Whoa, what was that, Joao? Were you? Does she make you nervous?
Yeah, she's very hot. But, I mean, I was trying to do this interview. I was drunk.
We gotta hear this again. Really, bro? Really?
I gotta get out of here, guys. What?
It's so good. It's my favorite ever.
What is this? It sounds like a turkey getting chased for Thanksgiving dinner, straight up right there, man. Those are just highlights of the interview. If you want to hear the whole thing, download our podcast. It'll be up so later on today. Visit radio.com, download the app, and just search Amp Morning Show. Good old Joe, wow, coming strong, baby.
Sounds like that's all, folks. Was that Bugs Bunny?
Porky Pig.
Porky Pig, yeah. That's all, folks.
All right, coming up next, our girl Yessi Ortiz. Poor thing. She has to do a show live from Disneyland today.
Yeah, right. I'm so jealous.
Really feeling for her. Yeah, totally jealous. The good news for you is that she's hooking you up with tickets to go to Disneyland to celebrate holiday there. All right, family, so make sure you stay tuned in, 971 Amp Radio. Remember, don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy. Love you guys. Thank you for hanging out with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.